Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Stem cells can be harvested to grow into mature cells. There are trials to see if they can treat Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, type 1 diabetes. But there are only a handful of diseases for which the FDA has approved stem cell therapy, most of them blood disorders, leukemias. So why are there almost 600 stem cell clinics in the U.S.? Here's YouTube sound from one in Mississippi, a woman with debilitating MS telling the clinic their stem cell therapy allowed her to walk at an amusement park.
We walked around. I walked around with no cane or anything for 7 hours. Rode the Titan. A child wanted to kill me.
Right.
Is it real? Researchers say probably not, and in a few weeks, the FDA is set to hold hearings. Researcher Paul Knopfler of the University of California blogs about stem cells and recently published a study about these unregulated clinics in the online journal Cell Stem Cell. And Professor, you've spoken to the clinics. What do they say?
Yeah, so I've called the clinics, I've emailed with them, I've actually gone in person to one of their informational seminars. They really think, for the most part, they're okay with the FDA because so far the FDA hasn't told them otherwise. They kind of interpret the lack of hearing from the FDA as kind of this green light to go ahead with this stuff.
Well, they might hear from them in a couple of weeks after that meeting, but first, how do we get there? Because you now write this blog, you got interested in that, maybe 2010, if I'm reading correctly, when there were what, maybe a dozen or so clinics?
Yeah, you know, my guess is there were one or two dozen of these clinics 6 years ago, and now it's just been something that's been mushrooming around 600 of these clinics right here in the U.S. So for the most part, the FDA hasn't really done a lot, which is surprising. They've taken about one or so action against stem cell clinics per year in the last 6 or so years.
Well, and you remind us there used to be stem cell tourism. People would go outside of the U.S. Why are you so concerned? People in advertisements from these clinics swear that the stem cell therapy helped them.
You know, it definitely makes things sound really great. You know, there are these new therapies based on stem cells. They can help you in ways, you know, that traditional medicine can't. But with only very few exceptions, there's really very little science behind that. And, you know, there is a great deal of legitimate excitement about stem cells. My own lab works on stem cells, and there's literally thousands of clinical trials going on with stem cells. But I think what's happened with the clinics is they've taken this big shortcut. And so the traditional thing you're supposed to do with a new kind of medical product is you study it, for instance, in rats or mice, you collect data, you talk with the FDA about setting up clinical trials, and you go through this process to really prove that there's a good chance of this thing working and it being safe. And what the clinics have done is they've just kind of blown off that whole process and taken the unproven stem cells right to consumers and said, you know, hey, if you give us $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, you know, we'll give you these stem cells and, you know, maybe they'll help you. And some clinics were pretty straightforward. They said, you know, they could just treat one thing, you know, like an arthritic knee or something with stem cells. But others were more disturbing. They had a whole menu, perhaps 3 dozen different things that they said they could treat with just one kind of stem cell, like stem cells from fat tissue. And many of the things on the menu really had nothing to do with fat stem cells. And they kind of ran the gamut from Alzheimer's to diabetes to lung disease. And they're pretty sketchy. You know, there's not much to support those claims.
Well, and as you and others have said, you don't know if it's causal. In other words, someone might feel a little bit better after a stem cell treatment, but you don't know. Mm-hmm. But what about people, Professor Knopfler, who don't feel they have the time for FDA testing? Their loved ones have Alzheimer's, and they're willing to try it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hear from patients all the time. And one of the things that got me concerned about the stem cell clinics is the number of patients who are reaching out to me has just skyrocketed in the last few years. And so as I email with them and I talk with them, I'm very sensitive to the fact that in many cases, they don't or their loved ones don't have time to wait, you know, 5-10 years. You know, I go through the science with them in sort of a straightforward kind of way. And I explain, you know, as much as, you know, there is an urgency, getting one of these unproven stem cell treatments could really do more harm than good. Side effects like potentially cancer or tumors. We saw a patient a few weeks ago who got a stem cell treatment get a big tumor growing on his spine. And so as much as, you know, there is a very understandable sense of urgency amongst many patients, they need to realize that as much as their current situation could be really bad, that an unproven stem cell treatment could make it even worse.
Well, keep going, because you talk about cancer. Are you saying that the cells might be cancerous?
They can be, yeah, in certain circumstances. If you inject cells, and it depends on the patient. It depends how the cells were manufactured by the stem cell clinic. You know, these living cells can do unpredictable things like grow a tumor. In other cases, we've seen reports of immune reactions. Blood clots in the lungs are a risk. Another risk is that the patients stop taking their current medicine, you know, and they think the stem cells will just do everything by themselves. And the other risk is financial. You know, people don't have, you know, most of us don't have $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 lying around to spend on a stem cell treatment that may not work. And oftentimes patients will turn to their families, their churches, they'll go on online fundraising sites to try to scrape together these large sums of money to give to the clinics. And so, you know, when I've talked to the clinics, I really press them on that. And I say, you know, how can you justify charging so much money for something that you can't really be sure works and is safe? And they don't have a great answer for that.
Well, look, we were astonished when we read Gina Coletta's terrific reporting in the New York Times and as many as 600 clinics across the country. But how could this have happened? I mean, how can it be that the FDA has allowed this to happen? You wouldn't have another kind of clinic injecting something into someone and making claims. That wouldn't go this far. How did this happen?
That's a great question, and that's something we're currently doing research on and trying to figure out. And I think one possibility is, again, if we go back to maybe, you know, 5-6 years ago when there were a couple dozen of these clinics in the U.S. and everyone was thinking about stem cell tourism, you know, maybe that kind of frame of mind, that old data, is what the FDA has been thinking the reality is still today. The other option or other possibility is that they know, you know, this is a potentially big problem. But what we've seen over the years is the FDA budget has been really static over the years. It's probably decreased compared to inflation. And as you know, the FDA has a ton of different responsibilities. And so it may be they know this is a problem, but they just don't have the resources to go after it, you know, adequately. If you think about 600 clinics, you know, not all of them are necessarily running afoul of FDA regulations.
Well, let me jump in there to say that there are some regulations. Stem cells from amniotic fluid do not qualify under the FDA's rules. They're not from the patient's body. So the FDA does have rules about when stem cells can be used. They have to be used from the body. Mm-hmm. And then there are different kinds of qualifying questions that are asked for the treatment of things, as we said, like leukemia. So there is some proper usage.
There are rules. You're absolutely right. And certain kinds of stem cells, they're considered a drug and they have to be pre-approved by the FDA before you market them to patients. And unfortunately, many clinics today are not getting the FDA approval. And right now, it has some new rules that it's considering. It's having a meeting in a couple weeks. New rules called draft guidances and get public comment. And I'm hoping they're going to proceed with those rules, which are going to, I think, make some of these clinics get more squarely on the radar screen of the FDA.
Well, meantime, while we have you, Professor Knopfler, when do you think we will be using stem cells to replace damaged cells and slow down Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, mm-hmm. to maybe even grow a new pancreas for people with type 1 mm-hmm. diabetes? When do you think?
You know, all of those examples you gave, for each of them, there actually are clinical trials ongoing with stem cells that look really promising so far. And while many of them are kind of in the early days, you know, the early phase clinical trials, you know, so far there's some encouraging data there. And for instance, there's a couple groups that are studying how you could make a new pancreas from stem cells. And one of those companies out here in California has started a clinical trial where they're implanting little mini bioengineered pancreases into patients with diabetes. And right now they're collecting data to see, you know, could that actually help these patients manage their blood sugar? So, you know, I want to be sure to emphasize I'm a stem cell biologist myself. I'm very excited about stem cell potential for helping people. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, as much as there's this super level of excitement and hype, even in some cases, we have to be really careful about how we proceed, and we need to get the data to really show, you know, hey, this treatment works and is safe, but this other one, maybe not so much. You know, just shooting out all these therapies, trying them out in patients, collecting millions of dollars. The other thing I do worry about is that the clinics are going to end up hurting the stem cell research field overall, because patients are going to get hurt, and the public's going to associate that with stem cell research, even though most stem cell research is perfectly legitimate. Yeah.
That's Paul Knopfler, professor of cell biology at the University of California, Davis Medical School. Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll post his study on unregulated clinics. We'll follow the upcoming FDA hearings. And ahead of that, we want to hear your experiences at stem cell clinics.